Hello friends, welcome to another devotional. We are continuing to talk about our values at church, and this week's value is extravagant generosity. The God that we serve is a very generous God, and He loves to give. And we are told in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1 that we need to be imitators of God as dear children. So that means if we want to act like Him and if we want to become more and more like Him, we also need to be generous. And the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6 from verse 17 to 19 the following. Teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. Tell them to use their money to do good. They should be rich in good works and generous to those in need, always being ready to share with others. By doing this, they will be storing up their treasure as a good foundation for the future, so that they may experience true life. So Paul is telling Timothy here to tell all those who are rich in this world, and I believe that includes us, to really never trust in money. Because money can be very unreliable, where he says, but we always need to trust in God as our source. But then he goes on to say that we need to do good with our money. See, money is not good or bad. Money is simply a tool. It can be a bad thing in an evil person's hand, and it can be a good thing in a good person's hand. So he's saying we use this tool to do good. So how are we going to use it for good? He goes on to give us the answer. By being rich in good works and by being generous. See, God doesn't want us to prosper simply so that we can have a lot of stuff. God wants us to prosper so that our own needs can be met, but so that we can also be a blessing to others. True biblical prosperity is not measured by how much we have. It is measured by how much we give. And when we are being generous, we are revealing the heart of God, the very nature of God, to others as well. It's very interesting to note that Paul is not saying there, hey, if you are rich and if you have a lot of resources, you are in sin and you can't live a godly life by being rich. That is not what he's saying at all. But he is saying there, make sure your trust is always in God. And make sure that you also become rich in good works and not only in resources. See, God wants to prosper us so that we can be a blessing to others as well. And as you are being generous and as you start to give to others, you will be blessed beyond measure, because Jesus himself said, it is always more blessed to give than it is to receive. So be generous and be intentional by being a blessing to others. Remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.